Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is James Leslie, who's the assistant to the chairman at Engineered Floors. James, how you doing?
Good. Good to be here, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Thanks for giving me some time. You guys have been in the news in a big way recently with the announcement of a $450 million expansion that was released last week. So I had a few questions about that. First question, I guess, is as you look at that size of expansion, and you look at roughly everybody knows the story, but you started in 2009, and that's when you first started making carpet. And today, as we go to the printer with the Floor Focus annual report, we're listing you as the fifth largest carpet producer in the country. Fantastic growth. And now you're talking about $450 million more investment in this business. Tell us a little bit about your outlook on where this growth will come from.
Kemp, that's a good question. And really, when you look at our announcement, you got to keep in mind that that expansion is over multiple years. I mean, the press release basically outlines it's 5+ years of expansion. So it's definitely something that's not going to happen overnight. And it is really similar to the growth rate the company's been experiencing since we started in 2009. We've been blessed with a lot of growth, but we see that our growth pattern not really accelerating through this expansion, but almost staying the same that it has been on. With all that said, we also see very good indications that there's some recovery happening in the industry. Now, it's not going to be robust this year, but we see, and all the economists and the reports we see, that there's going to be at least 3 to 4 years of good, solid growth coming in the industry, and we think that we're going to be positioned to take advantage and be in a position to service our customers through that growth period, and that's why we went and announced this expansion.
Okay, so it is over a five-year period. You know, up until this point, Engineered has kind of lived in a similar zone versus price point and construction type. You've got, you know, the multifamily, which is one of your first targets. Then you've got your home centers, which you've done real well in recently. And then the retail with the acquisition of Dreamweaver. So you've played in an area, let's just call solution-dyed polyester and opening to mid-price points. As you look with this investment, will you continue to stay in that zone of the carpet industry?
Well, we see solution-dyed polyester really reaching a lot of different phases of the business, and we participate in really the three you mentioned are all growing for us, particularly the retail segment and the launch of the Pure Soft Cashmere products, the soft products that Melvin Silvers and his development team have done such a great job on. That is a category we see continued growth in, and it was a big part of the driver of us making sure we had capacity to continue introducing retail products in upper price points, not just introductory. I mean, our average weights and our average price points are continuing to shift as we introduce more and more of the soft products. So we see that as a growth category for us.
You know, one of the things that you pointed out to me prior to this interview that some people may not be aware of is this soft carpet that you're talking about actually affects your capacity. You have to slow down your throughput to make good quality ultra soft carpet, right?
Yeah, and that's just not a phenomenon for us, Kemp. That's really a phenomenon for the industry. I mean, everybody, as they continue to introduce soft fibers, it will affect their capacity as far as extrusion goes, and most of the soft fibers require more twist in them. And those two things combined can make a significant change in your capacity and certainly results in helping people understand why soft products cost more than a regular product. And you see that price in the marketplace. But when a consumer sees a soft carpet, what we are hearing from our customers across the industry is that the price is just not a problem. It's so desirable that they're willing to certainly pay for the benefit of having that ultra soft feel to their carpet.
You know, if you step back and you look at a 10-year growth of the use of carpet, you do see a gradual slight decline in share versus hard surface. Do you think this ultra-soft carpet might reverse this trend?
I think it is going to shift that trend, because if you look at how carpet has been able to hold its share versus other flooring surfaces, it's because it's soft. Well, now that when we say it's soft, now that it is really soft, we think more consumers are going to decide, you know what, this is something that feels so good, I want to see it in possibly more areas of my house than I did a year or two ago. So we think it's going to be good for the industry overall. We're pleased to see the development of the technology, and I think it will shift some of the trajectory of the market share between carpet and other flooring surfaces.
Okay, one last question. Catch us up to speed. As Engineered Floors got started in 2009. They built a big plant down in Cartersville. And then your second expansion was closer to Dalton here in Whitfield County, and you built a second plant. As you look, I know some of this is still sketchy, but as you look at where this $450 million investment will go, it's you're talking distribution center and third plant, right?
Yeah, there's been, in fact, you said Cartersville, it's actually in Calhoun. We have, and a lot of people may not have known this, we actually have three manufacturing facilities today. We have one in Gordon County, we have one in Whitfield County, and we have a facility, actually two facilities in Murray County. And our plans are this expansion will involve expansions in two of the counties. We're going to make another expansion in Whitfield County, and then there'll be an expansion in Murray County at a later date. The first expansion will be in Whitfield. So we view ourselves as a Northwest Georgia company, and we've invested in Northwest Georgia. We're going to continue to do that. We're pleased to be able to create the jobs, but that's how it's going to be. So there's going to be multiple phases of this. And some of the details and timing of those phases, we're still working out, so we haven't really announced all of that yet.
Okay, great. James, good to spend time with you. Again, been talking to James Leslie, who's the assistant to the chairman at Engineered Floors, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.